60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get into that, you know, you see it happen all the time, but every so often a celebrity will put their house up for sale and immediately it becomes national news. Soon everybody wants to know who's going to buy Kylie Jenner's beach house or Tom Selleck's 20-acre ranch in Montana or Justin Bieber's inflatable bouncy castle.
Cool. So cool. I can't wait to see the rooms of that thing.
It's still six bedrooms.
Yeah, right.
Most of the time, those celebrity homes get bought up really quickly, but that isn't always the case. Sometimes a celebrity's house is just too expensive or their star power isn't strong enough and their house gets stuck on the market. And that's exactly what happened for one famous movie star, Michael Douglas.
Whoa.
He's been trying to sell his 19th century estate on the island of Mallorca in Spain for several years, and nobody's buying it.
Well,
at first, it was listed for $60 million.
Whoa, that's probably why no one's buying it.
$60 million? I mean, yeah, I want to sleep in the same bedroom as Catherine Zeta-Jones, but like not that badly.
Now it's down to $32 million. And still, nobody is interested.
Oh, half off.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is there going to be a BOGO offer soon, too?
So he's come up with a new plan. Michael Douglas has created his own real estate ad for his property. And, of course, it's narrated by Michael Douglas himself.
Okay. Why not?
Over the past 30 years, I've put my own mark on the place, completely modernizing and redecorating the old buildings that were built by the Archduke. The estate now has 7 separate buildings containing 5 apartments with 10 separate bedrooms.
Whoa.
You can actually hear the desperation in his voice.
Please
just buy it. Text in 78592, should the radio station buy it?
Yeah.
I think that'd be cool, like a nice little vacation spot for
totally.
Us.
Plus help Michael Douglas out. Sounds like he needs the money. All right, let's get into the shock caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? I've drawn the name out of the hat because I had the shock caller last. And I got... Who did I get? Young Jeffrey Wild Card.
Ooh.
It also says Kiss Jose on the cheek.
But no, it doesn't.
I don't think we have time for that right now. All right, Jeff, who are you picking?
I'm going to pick you today, Jubal.
Ooh,
all right.
Lucky.
I'm grabbing the shock caller while I put that on. Jeff, please read me the shock caller question of the day.
Well, the other day for shock caller, you had to name the top 3 highest grossing movies of the 1990s. We found out they were Jurassic Park, Star Wars Episode 1, and Titanic. Well, you guys did such a good job guessing on that now we're going to jump up a decade, and now you have to name the top 3 highest grossing films from the 2000s in no particular order. And to help you out, I'll say this. The 2000s was a huge time for movies that had multiple sequels in a series.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And if you just name the correct franchise, you'll get credit for it.
Okay.
So with that in mind, name the top 3 highest grossing movies of the 2000s.
Well, Avatar.
Yeah.
Is one
was
of them. I think has to be one of them at
Absolutely.
Least.
Absolutely.
Which is interesting. They never had any other Avatar movies. Right?
I heard they
just
were,
had the one.
But yeah,
I thought they were, yeah.
Okay, so when you're thinking of huge sequence or sequel type things.
Franchises.
Yeah, Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
Ooh, good one.
That's what I was thinking too.
And are we talking worldwide box office or does it matter?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
The highest grossing, whatever that means
well,
to you.
Fast
Brooke.
And the Furious Money. Did a lot better almost even overseas.
You know, the first franchise that came to my mind was Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, that did huge.
It debuted.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I was thinking the Iron Man stuff too, but.
But I think that those two are even
Pirates
more.
Pirates of the Caribbean is probably bigger.
Yeah, Avengers and Marvel became more famous in the last.
Well, what about Transformers or whatever it was?
Oh,
that was huge too.
Yeah.
Read the question one more time.
You have to name the top 3 highest grossing films from the 2000s in no particular order. And hint, one of the answers is part of a franchise with 3 movies in it. Another is part of a franchise with 5 movies in it.
Well, that takes out Fast and the Furious because I think there's 22 of those.
Yeah.
So that doesn't work.
Harry Potter?
Ooh, also a good one.
But there's 8 movies.
Is there 8 of them?
Yeah, there's
but
a lot.
But still, they're...
No, you can't
there
do
could
that.
Have been 5
Lord of the Rings?
Oh,
that was 3.
That's a
There's
good
3
one.
Of those.
That's really
a
good one.
That was huge.
Yep.
I say
that's
you replace
5.
Fast and Furious and Lord of the Rings.
How many does Fast and the Furious have? Does it have 5?
I think it's 8.
I think
or
it's got more
now.
Than that.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's like Fast and Furious, though. Faster and Furious, even faster.
More furious.
Fast, faster, fastest.
Fast, faster,
five.
I really want to see that one.
Me too, I can't wait.
Ooh, we got a lot of good options. That's the opposite problem.
Yeah, I'm just trying. Yeah, I'm trying to think like what had five.
I know that's what trips you up a little bit. Toy Story. No, it's only had four. It just comes out with the number four.
I'll go Avatar. Lord of the Rings and.
Do the Pirates of the Caribbean have five?
That's what I was gonna say. I think they might have. I'll do Pirates of the Caribbean.
I think they do have five.
You had to name the top three highest-grossing movies from the 2000s, and to give you some perspective, I'll start the countdown with number five. Number five was the first Harry Potter movie, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Okay. Oh,
number four was the second film in the Batman series, Dark Knight.
Damn.
With Heath Ledger.
2000s. It feels like it was just a couple years ago.
Yeah, it does.
Now, you had to name the top three here. So number three, making just over $1 billion, was the second Pirates of the Caribbean movie, Dead Man's Chest. You got that one right.
Nice.
Number two was the third and final Lord of the Rings movie, Return of the King. You got that one right.
Let's go.
And the number one highest grossing movie of the 2000s by far, making $2.8 billion.
Come on.
James Cameron's Avatar.
Yes.
Starring Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin was really good in that movie.
Yeah, he's been so good.
He's like, everything.
Since over 50 years, he's been starring and stuff.
All right, we got Jeff the Shot Caller, and somebody wanted to hear Toxic by Britney Spears.
Oh.
So you can sing that whenever you're ready.
Yay, Jeffy.
Yay.
Oh, the taste of your lips, I'm on a ride. You're toxic, I'm slipping under.
What was that?
That was a weird shot today.
Got me.
If it's new, and if it's good,
it's on Movin' 92.5.